You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Years ago, I'm trying to remember if it was Jay Leno or if it was Letterman. I can't remember, but I was watching in the evening, and the guest or the host had on a guest, and they had a gorilla that they had taught to sign language. And they, simple commands, simple questions. So the host, maybe it was, I'm trying to remember. But they would ask certain questions, am I male, female, simple things like that. One of the questions was, the gorilla looking into the crowd, was, are you afraid of all these people? And the gorilla looked at the crowd and looked back at the host and said no. And the crowd went crazy. And then he asked the question, what color is my coat jacket? And the gorilla looked at the coat jacket and said, red. And everybody laughed because his coat jacket was blue. Asked him again, no, it's blue. He said, no, it's red. So there was just a couple of sentences between the gorilla and the host, Johnny Carson, I think it's who it was. But finally, the trainer, I don't know if it was a Wild Wide World, a sports guy, he said, no, the coat, he signed to him, said, no, the coat is blue. And the gorilla said, red. And so the gorilla went and picked a little piece of red lint off of the coat. And everybody was astounded. He saw the red dot, the lint, and everyone else saw the blue. What's happening in the world today is everyone, overall, they're looking at the global situation and they're seeing blue. They're not seeing it correctly. But there are those in the world that are seeing the red lint. Some are seeing blue, everybody, and very few are seeing red. It's the same with truth. Most are seeing and believing the lie, and a few are believing the truth. Well, in the political world, there are these men that have studied world history, the political situation internationally, such as Henry Kissinger. We'll talk about him in just a second. But before I go to that, out of Russia, the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, he stated that what's taking place as presently today, he says, the processes in the world are at a turning point. The formation of a multipolar world is underway, and our Western colleagues are trying to prevent these processes. They want to maintain and extend their dominance to all regions. They are trying to mobilize all the countries to come under their flag, using the situation in Ukraine and around it as a pretext. Absolutely correct. There was in 2005 a man by the name of James Kunstler, and he wrote a book, The Long Emergency, Surviving the Converging Catastrophes, the Converging catastrophes of the 20th, of the 21st century. I'm looking at a long distance. If I put my glasses on, I'm even more blind than I am looking from a distance. Okay, so anyhow, he warned of the sources of energy touted by socialists, the alternative energies touted by socialists over fossil fuels as being insufficient. He predicted this in 2005. These forces of climate change, resurgent diseases, water scarcity, global economic instability and warfare is going to cause major trouble for future generations. And he predicted the economic upheavals that are going to force the Americans to live in a more localized, self-sufficient community or communities. And in examining the current crisis, he stated that there's a close race between Klaus Schwab's controlled demolition of the global economy and the United States midterms elections coming in November, which will be unfair, as we know. And he also said that the key project of these globalists in 2022 was the war in Ukraine. And that war in Ukraine isn't working out either. He stated that the idea, it seems, was to bog down and humiliate the Russians so as to bring on the defenestration of Mr. Putin, who, believe it or not, and despite the tsunamis of aspersion loosed on him by the World Economic Forum-funded propagandists, he is strangely and actually a defender of Western civilization. He'd been stating, and has been on record for years, stating that the best of the Western civilization, what Western civilization gave to the world, survives today, presently, in Russia. And he stated that the roots of Western civilization, they lie. And this guy that's quoted saying this, he's a Russophobe. He stated the roots of Western civilization lie in the religion of Israel, the culture of Greece, the law of Rome. And the resulting synthesis was flourished and decayed in a thousand ways during two millennia, which followed the death of Christ. So, some people see blue, other people see the lint on the Coke being red. These type of people are seeing the red. This is why it's so interesting. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Music.
Okay, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree Ministry Radio Church program. These podcasts and podcasts through the week and weekend for the hosts, 1360KHNC.com. He goes on to say that what is the West is basically post-Christian. I've been watching this for 20 years. Not in the sense of the dwindling number of church attendees, but he states, but in losing Christian ethics, substituting these ethics with terrifying menagerie of human anomalies in moral and physiologic, in the moral and physiological sense. We are in the West. We are no longer a Christian West. The Christian West has actually gone into Central Asia, into the area of Russia and the Eastern European nations, Romania, Poland, these areas. The Christian West has been compromised by the cosmos, by the cultures of Satan in America, all the aspects of what this culture is. It is no longer, yeah, there are many Christians, there are still thousands and thousands of churches. Yes, it's the home to the big religions of the past. Rome, the Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, Orthodox churches, etc. But and the great evangelical churches. But still, like I present on my Sunday programs, at the end of the world, Christ said, and the Apostle Paul stated, that the children of God would basically depart from sound doctrine, theology, eschatology, depart from Christ, and put all their hope in the societies of the West, especially in the best of the United States of America. Now, I'm going to go on, and this article was out of whatdoesitmean.com, and I'm going to go to rt.com, russiantoday.com. There's a guy, Timothy Bordachev, and he's talking about Henry Kissinger. Now, talking about people that can see the lint on a coat, Kissinger, as much as I dislike him, I do have to say that I listen and I understand that he understands the political world probably better than anyone. There are very few people that understand the political world through the last 50 years like Henry Kissinger. So you can dislike him or not, which I definitely, he's not, I'm not an admirer of Henry Kissinger. Superkraut, it was a book written by somebody, Superkraut is what they used to call him. But here's what he says here. He says that to the Westerners, they're running out of time in the fight for Russia. The emancipation of mankind from Western control is of central importance. Russia is breaking away from the control of the Western nations led by America, the EU, NATO. He states, if the acute phase of the conflict in Ukraine turns out to be lengthy, which now seems likely, then basic survival will force Russia to cut ties with Western-aligned Europe. And this is exactly what has been happening. And who's bringing this about? Vladimir Putin. You may disagree, you may like him, dislike him, you may think he's the devil, he's Antichrist, you may think what you can think what you may. But the fact is, this man is using his country to separate the Russian people from the control in all ways of Europe. And at the same time, he is gaining more nations that are willing to go along with his philosophies on a multipolar world, breaking away from the unipolar world of the West, led by the United States. Then Kissinger goes on to continue to say, at the present time, it would be difficult to expect diplomacy to be able to take first place in world affairs at the initial stage of the process, which promises to be very long and most likely quite bloody. True, it's already quite bloody. And he said, the balance of power between the most important players is already being determined by iron and blood. Pretty incredible. He sees it the way it is. He's looking at the blue coat, at the world, through an understanding that most of the world doesn't have. He sees what is happening in Russia very clearly. Russia is distancing itself, breaking away from the control of the West. And he even talks about, he stated this, much of this, at the World Economic Forum that just took place here half a week ago. And he wasn't very happy. What could these people say? You had Kissinger presenting one observation, and you had George Soros completely on the other side of the scale presenting something else. Kissinger is saying, you work this out with Russia. Work it out. Because if you don't, Russia is going to be free from the control of the West. Soros is saying, we need to destroy Russia, flat out. Now, another thing Kissinger goes on to talk about later on, another thing presented in this article in RT News, and I'll give you the name of it so you can look it up for yourself. It is, the name of it was, Henry Kissinger is trying to warn Westerners that they are running out of time in the fight for Russia. The big fight that is coming is not between the United States, Europe, NATO, and Russia. No, the big fight that is coming, and Kissinger talks about this later, is China. China is the problem that is coming. China is also going to fight for Asia, Central Asia. They will not allow the United States to take over that region. Not Europe, not NATO, with the United States, they are not going to take over that region. Now, in this article, this is very important. What I wanted to also present is that in his opinion, Kissinger's opinion, peace talk between the parties, Moscow and Kiev, would be the most expedient way to prevent this war. This would result in Russian interests being taken into account. For Kissinger, this means that in some respects, Russia's participation in the European concert is an unconditional value. In other words, Europe needs Russia. Europe needs everything that Russia can supply, not just fuel, not just oil, gas, metals, everything. And the loss of this must be prevented as long as some chance remains. Kissinger is saying, we need to have some kind of resolve, otherwise Europe is really going to be in a bad state. They already are. It will get worse. Then, however, with due respect to the merits and wisdom of the statesman and scholar, the impeccable logic of Kissinger faces one obstacle. It works when the balance of power has been determined and the relations between the states have already passed the stage of military conflict. It's being translated, and it's a little off in the translation. He certainly follows the footsteps of great predecessors, Chancellor of the Austrian Empire Clemens von Metternich and British Foreign Secretary Viscount Castlereagh, whose diplomatic achievements were the subject of Kissinger's own doctoral dissertation in 1956. This guy's been around. The reason this is important is, if you're going to understand the red lint on the jacket, what I'm going to continue to present here is vital. Both of them went down in history as the creators of a new European order. This was centuries ago, established after the end of the Napoleonic era in France. It was a new order, and which persisted with minor adjustments for almost a century in international politics. Okay, a century, not two. Century and a half. So, here you had an order established. Well, what happened to that order? Kissinger appears on the world stage in an era when the balance of power between the most important players is already being determined by iron and blood. The time of his greatest achievement was in the first half of the 1970s, a period of relative stability. This is when Kissinger, he's the one that brought the end of the Vietnam War. He introduced the petrodollar system into the world, the control of the Rockefeller family. The article goes on, however, one cannot ignore the fact that the ability of states to behave in that way back then was not due to their wisdom or responsibility to future generations, but down to much more mundane factors. The first being the completion of the contraction of the order, which obtained its outline characteristics as a result of World War II. When these things happen, there's a change. Everything changes. And the reason this is important is now we're seeing the change. Back then, going from the control of Europe and switching that control to the United States of America, now, again, presently, we are seeing, again, a new change. It went from a European order to American order. Then, now it's going from an American order to a global order, one world global order. And that global order is going to have one hegemon, one nation controlling everything. The one nation will control everything in the West, America. Be very difficult to control the Asian nations. Okay, going on. The first being the completion of contraction of the order, which obtained its outline characteristics as a result of World War II. Over the next 25 years, from 1945 to 1970, this state of affairs was finalized during the war in Korea. The U.S. intervention in Vietnam, number two, the USSR's military actions in Hungary and Czechoslovakia, number three, and several indirect wars between the USSR, and the U.S. in the Middle East, number four. And the completion of the process of disintegration of the European colonial empires, as well as significant number of smaller but also dramatic events. So, in other words, the destruction or the disintegration of the European colonial empires wasn't complete. Then he goes on to explain what was it that completed that process. So hold on, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes. Podcasts or programs throughout the week, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back to continue with The Present Truth.
Well, I'm your buddy. Check it and see. Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2.
I'm your buddy. listeners. This is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sane, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sane, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
So anyhow, I think it was Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson, they were asking the gorilla, what color is Johnny Carson's coat? And the gorilla kept saying red. And I think it was the Wide Wide World of Sports guy, forgot his name. He said, no, it's blue. And the gorilla said, no, red. And he said, show me. And the gorilla picked up a little piece of lint that was red. All the gorilla could see was red. Everyone else saw blue. We are seeing red because we're, in this audience, I believe we're seeing the truth about matters internationally. Not all. Most people see that Russia is Satan and Russia bad and the United States good. Well, we can see that these people are seeing the blue, they're not seeing the red. It is, according earlier in the article, Russia is more Western in their thinking than America. America has become a socialist communist system, political system, and the people in this country, most, don't realize that really their belief system is communism. They love the government. The government is God, government good, government gives everything that they need. You know, even they have money to afford health care, they still, in this country, would prefer the government cover the pick up the costs, and the government is happy to do that. Now, so Kissinger, he sees the lint on the coat, and he's helping us see the lint on the coat. The article that I'm reading from, it shows how a couple of Austrian Empire Clemens, a chancellor of the Austrian Empire Clemens, von Metternich, and another gentleman, they were able to see the rise of the European, of Europe, as a European order. Then that European order now is being destroyed. Now what's happening is, eventually, to put the icing on the cake, World War II does away with the colonial powers in Europe. And then Kissinger, what he does is in 1970, in the mid-70s, it says in the article, this is rtnews.com. Now, to completely destroy Europe, Henry Kissinger, his final polish was diplomacy, was detente between the United States, and in 1992, reconciliation with China. This was a strategic defeat of most of Europe as a result of two world wars in the first half of the 20th century. The collapse of the European colonial empires, the historic rout of Germany in its attempt to take center stage in world affairs, brought the United States to the forefront, which made it possible to make politics truly global. And my position on empire is what is occurring, all these strategies of the people that I call them the continuity of government group, that they will not only assure that America can never be destroyed in spite of a straight-out nuclear attack, it won't destroy America. But now these people, there is continuity of world control. That's something that I just thought of. Continuity of hegemonic control. Anything that will oppose or resist or interfere with hegemonic control, the continuity of hegemonic control of the United States of America will be dealt with. Russia is the first obstacle. It's the weaker obstacle. China, the greatest obstacle. That is the obstacle that the United States is very concerned with right now. China. Yes, Russia for sure, but China. Now, the article goes on. We can assume the emancipation of mankind from Western control is of central importance, which is true. Russia is a multipolar world pushing that multipolar world. Nations are you might say, running to this philosophy of Russia because the nations want to be free from America's control via the petrodollar, via America's military, the overthrow of their governments, assassination of their leaders, a destruction of their citizens within these countries. The nations of the world are basically the guinea pig nations for what we call Big Pharma here in the U.S., in Europe. These are the guinea pigs of the world, and the nations in Africa especially are tired of it, but how are they going to resist empire? How are they going to resist empire and the control that empire has over European nations? France, Germany, Canada. Canada, you know, the only reason we get along with Canada is because of the Queen, that old reptile, and her family. But again, I go back to Pilgrim Society. Kissinger is a Pilgrim Society. He's not a member. He's very high up in the decisions that are made in the Pilgrim Society in New York City. He's not just somebody that sits on the board to watch people present things. And no, he is instrumental in the insight that he has into how to control nations. So I go on with the article here. The Western control is of central importance. The most important factor in the process is the growth of China's economic and political power. If China itself, as well as India and other major states outside the West, cope with the task entrusted to them by history, in the coming decades, the international system will acquire features that were completely uncharacteristic before. Meaning, they're going to be free from the hegemonic control of the United States of America. That won't happen. Not until the return of Christ. Christ is the one who's going to destroy the New World Order. Why? Because they're in the occult. And Christ will make, he will round up all of the occult people in the world that have worshipped the devil, everyone, every last person. You can hide 5 miles underground if you want. You're still going to be found and rounded up, and you're going to be cast into fire. This is what Christ will do when he returns. He's going to clean up the New World Order, the global order powers. Rick Rodriguez, be back in a few minutes.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
I personally think it's very fascinating to be able to, these articles, they really can give you an oversight, a view of how things, they explain the world. It shows to me, I go back to where I come from, I believe we are in the last decade. And this just confirms to me even more that we're witnessing the change into the final change of a system in the world that will be the final change that is in the book of Revelation chapter 13, and other verses in the Old Testament. It is the final, you might say, I'm losing a word. It's the New World Order. It's the end order of the world. It's the order of the ages finally coming to pass. And we're witnessing, we're seeing how it's taking place. Russia, and I'm going to continue right now with Russia, so I don't lose this thought. The determination of Russia, that Russia has shown in recent years, and especially months, to separate itself from this global system, is also associated with global changes. The fact that Moscow so purposefully stood up to protest its, to protect its interests and values was due not only to domestic Russian reasons, although they are of great importance, nor were they predicted upon expectations, predicated upon expectations of direct material assistance from China, which could not compensate for the losses during the acute phase of the conflict with the West. The main external source of Russia's self-confidence has been an objective assessment of the state of the international political and economic environment, in which even a complete break with the West, would not be mortally dangerous for Russia. So in other words, the U.S., the sanctions that EU, NATO nations, the United States, the sanctions put on Russia were not considered mortally dangerous. And it was from the point of view of pursuing its main development goals. Moreover, it is precisely the need for a more active reapproachment with other partners. This is what Vladimir Putin has done. He has been able, as a diplomat, to talk to other nations in the region, in the old Soviet bloc, nations in the Middle East, Asia, India, Africa, and he's been able to give them hope that, yes, we don't need the West, and you don't either. We work together. You may suffer for a while. Your economies may falter for a while. But still, we work together. We trade together. We'll work this out. America will break America's hold on the nations. So, going on with the article, it would not be mortally dangerous for Russia from the point of view of pursuing its main development goals. Moreover, it is precisely the need for more active reapproachment with other partners, which Russia has not experienced until recently. Here in the last 20 years, Putin was able to begin once again to do negotiations with the nations surrounding Russia and in the region. This new experience has just started recently, and it may turn out to be a much more reliable way to survive in a changing environment. This is what is understood in the United States and Europe with the greatest concern. Well, sure, Europe is extortion. If the European nations don't go with America's objectives, what happens? Well, the shiploads of money that go into these nations, those ships are going to sit in harbor here in the United States of America. They're not going to get the finances they need to run their governments. What happened when Donald Trump came to office? He started cutting off NATO dollars to these nations. It hurt them. We don't think it didn't. It hurt them. They didn't use those NATO dollars for military. No way. So, in the event that Russia, during the years of the emerging disengagement from the rest of Europe, it creates a comparable system of trade. Let's see. In the event that Russia, during the years of the emerging disengagement, I like that word, disengagement from the rest of Europe, it creates a comparable system of trade, economic, political, cultural, and human ties. in the South and the East. The return of this country to the Western realm will be technically difficult, if perhaps not even possible. This is unbelievable. The return of this country, Russia, to the Western realm will become technically difficult, if perhaps not even possible. So far, of course, the events is hindered by a colossal number of factors, among which, in the first place, is the passive stability of close interaction with the rest of Europe and the mutual dealings accumulated over the past 300 years. I mean, these people are cousins, they're neighbors, they go to picnics together, all of Europe, over the last 300 years. It was other European powers that were the only constant partners of Russia after the appearance of this nation in the arena of international cooperation. However, in the event that the acute phase of the conflict in Ukraine really turns out to be very long, which apparently is the case, then elementary needs of survival will force Russia to get rid of what binds it to Europe. They have to get rid of what binds it to Europe, because Europe is going into a global, international world order. They're going to break the chains. They have to. They've already begun. Klaus Schwab gave them the boot here about 2 months ago. We don't need Russia. We'll be back in a few minutes with Present Truth.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD, and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sain, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sain, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food, located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So the Russian government, with led by Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, both were very well, there would be differences between Russia and America during the Trump administration, his first administration. Still, both of these men were fully aware of the globalist plans to bring their countries into a new world order, and they were resisting it. This is what made Vladimir and Trump so powerful in the political world. The United States and Russia joining together to fight the New World Order, this is one of the reasons why Donald Trump had to be, was not allowed to take over his second administration. He's still the president. Now, going on with the article, and we'll finish. Therefore, it is the understanding by the United States and its allies that the movement towards a new world order lies on a firm foundation that is most important, is the most important source of their struggle with Russia. The inevitable redistribution of resources and power on a global scale cannot happen in a completely peaceful manner, although the irrationality of an offensive war between the great powers, given the nuclear deterrence factor, provides us with some hope for the preservation of humanity. In other words, they're not going to go to all-out war. Now, the article ends, amid the struggle now gaining momentum, Russia, and this is the truth, Russia, like the rest of Europe, is, despite its military capabilities, a participant inferior in strength to the main warring parties, China and the United States. Therefore, there is a struggle for Russia. There is a dwindling opportunity for the West to win. That opportunity is dwindling. They're spending everything in Ukraine, and China is licking their chops because China's not spending anything. They're not spending military dollars, military hardware of any kind. They're sending some over there to help Russia. But basically, let the two duke it out, and then China's coming in to mop up. This is what Henry Kissinger is trying to articulate, according to the article. And the article was first published in Valdea Club. Valdei Club. But I read this article, and I was fascinated because it pretty much lays out my thinking that the New World Order, Russia is a problem. The nations that Russia is now aligning herself with, they're a problem. Russia and these nations that Russia is, they have great dialogue between them. Many of these nations are going to work with Russia and agree with Russia when Russia makes a decision to move her armies into Israel, to eastern Israel or the Jordan area of Jordan, the nation. And Kissinger is calling for this war to end within the next couple of months. Well, I think very soon already in the Middle East, the terrorist nations, the terrorist groups are beginning to provoke Russia, provoke Israel. Israel is going to respond. Israel is going to be victorious and defeat all of these terrorist organizations. That's it for this week. Join me next Monday, 2 o'clock. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Go to church. Join me Sunday.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360.